Hare Krishna.
Perceive the way before you perceive the way. Being lost can be an unnerving experience. Sometimes, especially children, may get lost in crowded places and then they feel helpless and they need someone to help them find the way. We may also sometimes get lost in an unfamiliar locality, and at that time we still have the hope that there is some way, that we just have to find the way. We have to find out a reliable guide, and that reliable guide will show us the way. So that one level of being lost is to not know the way. Another level of being lost is to imagine that actually there is no way at all. To be confronted with such a hopeless situation that one feels there is no way at all further, that one just doesn't have a way, that actually is even more unnerving. And Arjuna faced such a situation at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, where there just seemed to be no way ahead for him. It was not that he was lost with no way. Actually, he felt that, is there any way at all? Nacha shaknomi avasthatum brahmati vachame manaha pashyami cha viparitani vittani cha viparitani pashyami keshava. He says, Arjuna says over there, nacha shaknomi avasthatum. Oh, I'm not able to be situated on this place. Brahmati vachame manaha. My mind is wandering here and there. Why? Nimittani cha pashyami. I am seeing causes of viparitani keshava. I am seeing causes of adversity everywhere. I just do not know what to do. So in this way, one gets distressed, very distressed. Now, even more dangerous level of getting lost is to be so lost that one doesn't even know that one is lost. That means, this especially can happen to drunkards. Such people, they are so lost that they are mumbling incoherently and stumbling insensibly, falling also and not even realizing that they have fallen, speaking things which may not make any sense to anyone. They fall, maybe fall into a gutter also and don't realize it. Now, in spite of it all, they are imagining that they are kings in their own mental world. So such people, actually, unless they come out of the intoxication of, they just cannot understand how terrible their predicament is. So materialism, especially excessive materialism in terms of fanatical or unidimensional materialism, which imagines that there is no reality other than material reality, that can intoxicate people like this. At this third level of getting lost, one doesn't even realize that one is lost. So one starts thinking that actually the purpose of life is to gain bodily pleasures and worldly treasures, and there is no purpose for life beyond this. And for pursuing this purpose, the person just keeps going on crazily. I want this, I want that, I want that. And as the person keeps pursuing, all that happens is the person stays lost. Now, when the person stays lost like this, actually, it's only most people don't achieve their materialistic dreams of what they want to achieve, what they think will make me happy, and they remain frustrated. Others, a few, may achieve these goals, and then they realize, all these achievements were nothing as great as they were made out to be, and again they become frustrated. So now, at that time, they may fall back to level 2, where they may think that, what do I do with my life now? Whatever I had set out to achieve, that is either it's unachievable or it's unfulfilling even if I have achieved. What do I do now? So now, from all such kinds of states of being lost and states of being hopeless, we can be saved by the pursuing Gita wisdom. Bhagavad Gita helps us understand that beyond the material level of reality, there is the spiritual level of reality. And that is where we belong. And the goal, the way in life is not just to acquire more and more material things. We can acquire material things, but the ultimate goal in life is to achieve spiritual, acquire spiritual assets. The spiritual asset of ultimately devotion to Krishna, devotion to God. When we achieve that asset, by that asset we can gain the topmost happiness. We can gain the greatest enrichment. And it is that enrichment which we long, or which will truly satisfy us. So Arjuna, at the end of the Gita, what happened to him? He recognized that he was a spiritual being, and the wisdom of the Gita enabled him to become enlivened, to become emotionally enlivened, to become intellectually illuminated, to become spiritually strengthened. And thus, he rose up with bow upraised, ready to face whatever challenge life sent his way. Similarly, Gita wisdom can free us from being lost at any of these levels, any of the three levels, and it can help us to perceive the way. That means it can give us a clear understanding of what life is and how we are meant to live life, and then it can give us the hope, the enthusiasm, the energy, the confidence to pursue the way. Thank you. Hare Krishna.